Well, let's stand as we begin this morning. I want to start in Ephesians chapter 2 today. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 10. And as we sing today and as we offer our voices to the Lord, let the songs that we sing this morning be in response to what we read here. Verses 1 through 10, it says this: "And you were dead in the trespasses and sins in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience, among whom we all once lived in the passions of our flesh, carrying out the desires of the body and the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, like the rest of mankind. But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him, and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the coming ages he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace and kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." That we should walk in them. I'm thankful this morning for the riches of his grace and kindness toward us. The kindness of the Lord is what we celebrate today. We celebrate the riches of his mercy that has been brought forth in our lives and is brought forth upon our lives every day as we're meeting here today. And it's something that we can eternally respond to in its richness. Let's go to the Lord in prayer as we begin. Jesus, we come before your presence today. Lord, thank you that you have raised us up with you, Lord, that you have seated us up in heavenly places. Lord, thank you that it is by grace, not of our own merit, not of our own works that we have been saved, Lord, but it is by your goodness, Lord, and your loving kindness toward your own God. Lord, today I pray that, Lord, that our eyes would be open more, Lord, to the immensity of who you are, Lord, and that our worship would be richer because of it. Lord, I pray that you would give us eyes to behold your wonder today. Lord, and may we respond with hearts of obedience. May we respond with hearts, Lord, that respond to what you say, Lord, and that our hearts are quick, Lord, to change. Lord, that our hearts are quick to repent, God. Lord, we give our hearts and our lives to you. Lord, we celebrate who you are today. In Jesus' name, amen. For you have saved us. You have raised us up with you. For you have saved us. Called us out. Just no more. We are daughters, we are sons, all because of what you've done. For you have saved us. You have raised us up with you. For you have saved us. Call us out and make us new. Yeah. About this journey that we continue on in following Jesus. It says this, Hebrews 12, therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and the perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured from sinners such hostility against himself, so that you may not grow weary or faint-hearted. in your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding your blood? And have you forgotten the exhortation that addresses you as sons? My son, do not regard lightly the discipline of the Lord, nor be weary when reproved by him. For the Lord disciplines the one that he loves, and he chastises every son whom he receives. It is for discipline that you have to endure. God is treating you as sons. For what son is there whom his father does not discipline? If you are left without discipline, in which all have participated, then you are illegitimate children and not sons. Besides this, we have had earthly fathers who disciplined us, and we respected them. Shall we not much more be subject to the Father of spirits and live? For they disciplined us for a short time as it seemed best to them, but he disciplines us for our good, that we may share his holiness. For the moment, all discipline seems painful rather than pleasant, but later it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. Therefore, lift your drooping heads, and strengthen your weak knees, and make straight paths for your feet, so that what is lame may not be put out of joint, but rather be healed. Jesus, this morning, Lord, I pray that, Lord, in all of us here, Lord, in our desire to follow, and our desire to follow you in every way, Lord, but also in this life, our continual struggle, Lord, with sin, Lord, and the things that want to hinder. Lord, you say in Luke chapter 9 that, Lord, to forsake these things and to go proclaim the kingdom of God. Lord, that is what we want to do in our lives, God. Lord, today as we follow, Lord, and as we desire to proclaim your kingdom, Lord, discipline us, Lord. We welcome it. Lord, may we share in your holiness today. Lord, may we run to your arms, God. Lord, may we run into, Lord, in the good things, Lord, that you have waiting for your children, God. To you, Father, heal your world. at the cross.
At the cross I bow my knee, where your blood was shed for me. There's no greater love than this. You have overcome the grave, your glory fills the highest place. What can separate me now? You go before me, you shield.
Save in the dead.
Jesus, our lives. All the vain things that charm us most, Lord, those are things we sacrifice to your blood, God. Lord, to let your blood cover over those things. Lord, may you be our utmost affection or our utmost desire, God. Lord, we cling to your cross and what you've done today. We cling to you and who you are, the way that you are sanctifying your people day by day, minute by minute for us. We love you, Jesus. We pray all this in your great, great name.